butt smell of the day.
Hello, everyone. That was the sound of me opening my beer after I finally got home. Welcome to my second episode of this podcast, Best Smell of the Day. Thanks for listening. I just want to paint a picture for you, which is pretty gruesome in the reason that I'm drinking so early in the afternoon. Okay, so yesterday, I'll get to the best smells in a minute, but I just need to, like, get this off my chest. Yesterday, I fell off a rock and I broke my toe. So first off, me, broken toe. Second off, wearing slippers to work, pretty much. Also wearing jeggings that look like mom jeans and a shirt that's too small for me, so I looked like Sporty Spice. And it was also really hot out, so I was sweating. So this is the picture I really wanted to set for you. I was coming back on the bus today, crowded bus, so hot. Everyone is absolutely sweating, including myself. But you know, I want to be like a good bus Samaritan. So, you know, broken toe, whatever, no big deal. Let all the old people sit down first. Totally fine with that. Even though every time the bus hit a bump, I had like flashbacks to falling off a rock, like in slow motion. Anyway, so not only was I sweating from the heat, but I was sweating from, like, panic and fear. So I finally got off the bus, and I'm walking home with these slippers on, limping like Joseph Merrick from The Elephant Man, wearing, like, ugh, I was just such a hot mess when I got home. Like, disgusting. I just needed everyone to know how horrible I looked. Better now, have beer. Making a podcast sounds good. Okay, so let's go through what happened to me on the bus this week. I guess the first thing I want to start off with is I had a really awesome bus driver who was like, he was a lot like the bus driver in Billy Madison, who was Chris Farley. I don't know if you don't remember. Here's a clip of what he sounded like, because it's pretty funny.
Everybody on? Good. Great. Grand. Wonderful. No yelling on the bus!
Yeah, that was pretty much, that's pretty much him. Except, like, he would go in between being happy and being absolutely outraged. He's like, welcome, come on the bus, here's the next stop, there you go, shut up! And it was really amusing. Had a blast. I was so happy to be on that bus. Also happy to get off. But not really because of Chris Farley, but because of something that I've been telling everyone since spring. I'm trend watcher. Butt cheeks are totally in this season. And booty shorts to show off the butt cheeks that have the pockets hanging out the front. I don't know if you've noticed that. But I've definitely noticed it because I think I've had 15 individual butt cheeks rub against my shoulder while I've been sitting on the bus this past month. It's disgusting. And like, it's not, like, you know what? Butt cheeks, no big deal. Like, okay, I see them. Thanks, I guess. But the problem is that the teenagers that they're attached to are the grossest teenagers. They smell like peach prime times and are talking about, I don't know, Justin Bieber, and they have long hair that gets in your face and like the butt cheek hair combo. Ugh, I can't stand them. They're so loud. They're really like, ugh. All I have to say. I don't think I was like that when I was a teenager. But then again, I'm also still wearing the clothes I was wearing when I was a teenager, which is why my shirt looks so bad today. Like, working in an office, I am so underprepared to dress properly. If that makes any sense. I think it would make sense after, like, the hot mess photo that I painted for you guys. Yeah. Anyways. So that happened on one bus ride. I was also on the SkyTrain, sitting beside this guy, not really paying attention until he started smashing his watch on the wall of the SkyTrain. And this, like, you have to, like, think of, like, metal on metal, like, ding, ding. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to be murdered on a SkyTrain. He's going crazy. and then in the nicest Swiss accent, he said, it's not working properly. That's the worst Swiss accent I've ever done in my life. Actually, probably the only Swiss accent I've ever done in my life. But you get the idea that it was... he was trying to fix his watch by smashing it into pieces loudly. That was funny. I had a good chuckle about that. I also had a good chuckle about the guy who brought... I don't know if this is kosher. Like, I don't think you're being a good bus Samaritan if you bring, like, two armful loads of 2x4s onto the bus. And you're like, this man was, like, 60 years old and, like, 5 feet tall. Like, he, like, how he got to the bus stop with all that wood in the first place was hard to believe. And then he just kind of piled it onto the ground and then held it. And he was wearing gloves. He had, like a operation going on. Like, he had done this many times before. But watching him try to get on the bus was like watching someone try to move a king-size mattress out of their bedroom. Like, it is so ridiculous. I don't know where he was going with it. He got off at, like, a busy stop. They were all different sizes. Like, I don't... bonfire? I don't know. Actually, speaking of bonfires, I wish that I had one when I was on the SkyTrain the other day, because it was so freezing cold. It was like a meat locker. Not only for the fact because everyone had their butt cheeks out, but because I almost was inclined to lick the pole to see if my tongue would stick, but then I remembered about hepatitis, and then I decided not to. So yeah. Anyways, so that was pretty much my week on the bus. Not a lot of smells, actually, other than like the sweat and the sadness coming out of everybody. But yeah, so next week I'm really excited because I'm totally going to get a bus pass. Woo! Exciting, right? Oh, my life is the worst. Ugh. Okay, so yeah, this is only the second episode, so it'll probably get a little bit better. Maybe I'll add some sound effects or something. People like sound effects, like a boing around somewhere. Anyways, let me know what you think about it. You can reply to me on Twitter at 22beefcake, or you can comment online on the website that I put this on. I'm so not tech savvy that I don't know how to put this on iTunes yet. Not that anyone really is that upset about that anyways. Okay, so yeah, in review, I look like a trash heap. And it's hot outside. Butt cheeks are in. Get yourself a pair of those cheeky shorts. Don't bring your wood on the bus. And watch out for Chris Farley on the number 16. Okay, that's it for me. And I hope that you guys can all get to the beach and break your toe like I did. Okay, I'm going to go limp back to the kitchen now. And eat my feelings. Bye!